to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Corrupted Kingdoms, and I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have Dirk with me today. How's it going, Dirk?
Going very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on the show today.
My pleasure.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your game? And, well, let's go with your company, because you work for Artana, correct?
Yeah, Artana. So, yeah, I'm the creative director at Artana, and we produce what we call memorable games, which are games that either through the uniqueness of the theme and or the novelty and elegance of the mechanics, stand out as experiences that aren't aren't just interchangeable with other games necessarily, that they sort of have their own personality and voice.
Definitely. And how long has the company been around?
Just started the company last year. You know, I had been publishing games independently under the moniker of Conquistador Games for some years before. So it is a new company. It is its own thing. But for me, creatively, it's just sort of an extension of what I was doing alone. But now, now happily supported by more people.
That's awesome. It's always good to have a team to help you relieve some of that stress off your shoulders.
Yeah. Not just stress, making you better too, because, all of us are, there's some things that we're really good at, there's some things we're okay at, there's some things we're crummy at, and when you're trying to do it all alone, the things that you're crummy at are going to beguile you, and so when you have more people around you who bring their strengths to the table, it just makes everything better.
Definitely. I totally agree with that, 100%. So, well, why don't we're here to talk about Corrupted Kingdoms, so why don't you tell us a little bit about the game and what people can expect from it?
Sure. So Corrupted Kingdoms is a game I designed with my friend Ray Chandler, and the Corrupted Kingdoms, you are controlling a corporation of monsters. There's a dragon corporation, a vampire corporation, a witch corporation, among others, and you are attempting to subvert the fair Senate of the realm in order to pass infernal evil legislation. And if you're able to do that, your special interests and secret backers will give you kickbacks that reward you with completely unnecessary and ridiculous guilty pleasures. And basically whoever ends with the most toys wins.
Awesome. I just love the concept that in this world, all the monsters run the corporations, and then they manipulate the Senate to do what they want them to do.
Yeah, it's a totally fantasy scenario. You know, it's not something at all that could ever happen in the real world.
Oh, no, nothing. Not anything like this could ever happen, totally. So, no, I really like it. And like you said, so you have – and I love how the monsters kind of cater to what kind of company they would go. So, like, the dragon is, like, in charge of the bank. So, dragons are famous for hoarding money. So, or the medical clinic or the hospital where you'd get, treatment or blood is run by the vampire. I just love that, how the fun little twists on the characters for each corporation. That's pretty clever. I like that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that. I mean, that was an area where Ray especially really creatively shined, getting sort of down in the weeds of how can we really have fun with evoking, these fantasy themes and narratives in realistic ways, as realistic as dragons and vampires can be anyway.
Definitely. And also just a comment on the illustration of the game is fantastic too. I really like the art style, so that caters to bringing the aesthetic of the game to the players as well. So good job on that. Who's the illustrator for
that? So the illustrator is Nate Lovett. It's the first tabletop game that he's done illustration for, but he's a really talented guy, and I'm sure this won't be the last thing that he's doing. And our graphic design is by Heiko Gunther, who does the graphic design on all my games. And for my money, is the best graphic designer in the games hobby.
Well, there you go. And, your illustrator and graphic designer, I'm sure people will try to get them to help them with their games too, just with the high quality work you definitely see with just in the Kickstarter itself.
Well, thanks. I sure hope so.
Yeah. So as we're recording today, you guys still have 13 days left to go on the Kickstarter, and you guys are successfully funded. So congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, it's always good to be funded pretty quickly. We're we're in sort of the middle of the campaign, you know, sort of the dog days. I mean, typically the early...
It's the plateauing part of the campaign.
Yeah, you know, campaigns tend to be big at the start and big at the end and quiet in the middle. So we're just kind of rolling with the waves, so to speak. But it's really gratifying to have the game already funded and have a lot of people who are, you know, interested and excited in getting their hands on. It's fun. You know, people laugh when they play and have a good time. And so we're really pleased that we're going to be able to give people that experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so that we know the game is going to be made now. So what is the tentative timeline that you guys are hoping to have the game out to backers? And also, do you plan on bringing it to retail?
Yeah, so I think we've set September as the date to have it in backers' hands. And we're feeling really good about that. There's no reason why that shouldn't be hit. We will have it in retail. We've got some great distribution partners, companies like ACD and GTS. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they'll be bringing it to retail as well. So we're optimistic a lot of people are going to get to play this.
That's awesome. That's exciting. Well, and to have it such a quick turnaround after the campaign. So obviously you have a lot of the game already pre-made and everything's ready to go. Just, you know, send to the printers essentially after the Kickstarter ends.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's, you know, with our first game at Artana, Tesla versus Edison, you know, we had this same process where everything was really done other than turning it over to the printer, which is where, you know, the big bucks need to get paid. And that's been really good for us. You know, with Tesla versus Edison, with the exception of some folks in Eastern Europe, you know, everybody got their game either early in a lot of cases or on time. And so we're really setting out as a company to, you know, have it be that we're providing very short lead times from when the campaign happens to when the game's delivered. And we're going to be very consistent in hitting those dates, being a little early, or in the worst case, being a little bit late. But really, really having a discipline about, you can have faith in and trust that the things that we're putting up there are going to get to you in a timely fashion.
That's awesome. So you know, this is not your first rodeoed Kickstarter. So a lot of people that listen to the show are aspiring game developers or people that want to get something onto Kickstarter. So if you could give them advice for pre, during, and post your campaign, what would you tell them?
So pre the campaign, you want to get as much buzz for the game going as possible. So you want to have a community of people who are really looking forward to and excited about the game, because that will certainly help drive it. You also want to make sure that your quality of graphic design and the video that you offer are really top shelf. On Kickstarter, you are really competing on sizzle over steak. And so no matter how clever or good your game is from a financial perspective, it's going to win or lose based on how well you present it. So
it's so true, because, you know, just for, let's take myself, for example, when I'm perusing through Kickstarter, it's that picture that grabs my attention first. And so, but then when I go on to the campaign page, you know, you're right. The video, having a video definitely is kind of a staple now for Kickstarters, but making sure it's a good quality video, it helps out to, like you said, kind of give it that sizzle and presentation of the game. So to get people interested and then invested into it.
That's right. And, you know, since I've been doing Kickstarter for, God, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years now, I've over the years had a lot of people ask me for advice or show me their campaign pages to get feedback. And more often than not, you know, I'm very sheepishly giving feedback of, you know, don't run this campaign, don't even do this. And it often has nothing to do with the game. It has everything to do with it being presented in a somewhat amateurish way. And that's not to take anything away from the creators, because what they've done oftentimes is done with their own two hands. And for an amateur who's trying to do a million things, including graphic design and video production and all of this stuff, it's an amazing achievement. However, the things that they're doing oftentimes can't compete with you know, what else is being offered on Kickstarter, and the fact that Kickstarter is stratifying into something where if you don't already have a reputation, it's becoming increasingly difficult to get funded, and especially to get funded well.
Well, and that's where the pre part of the campaign and generating that buzz before you even start it is so important, especially for all these small independent companies that are sparking up all over the place to bring us games. If they don't have people that are following them before, it's going to be a very detrimental to their campaign if they launch it without that.
Amen, brother. And then, you know, that takes us into the campaign. And the important thing there is a lot of communication. You want to have regular updates going out, you know, over the course of the campaign. You know, every day is probably a little bit much, but, you know, on a 30-day campaign, I think you're looking for a target of maybe 10 updates. If you have a runaway hit, if you're passing stretch goal after stretch goal, then more updates are warranted. But you certainly don't want to have 3, 4, 5 updates by the time the campaign is over. And similarly, you want to be very diligent about engaging commenters on the page, engaging commenters on your updates, and checking your Kickstarter message box, because, you know, you'll get a lot of questions there. And just quick, friendly, accommodating customer service does make a big difference as that campaign is winding through.
Definitely. And that's a big thing that I really like about Kickstarter is, you know, not just a it's different when you go to a retail store and you buy a game and you're just like, oh, I have this game. But in Kickstarter, you're there for – you feel like you're part of the development. And so you don't want to ostracize the people that are helping you get develop your game. Like you said, you be courteous, have good customer service. And a lot of times, you know, they can give very valid viewpoints and comments about the game that could help you even improve the game in the future.
That's so true. And then, you know, after the campaign, it really comes back to communication, because on your end, a lot of times there's nothing to report. You know, you've sent the files in, they're approved, and now weeks or months are passing before there's another step in the production process. But while you understand, okay, that point is passed and now I just have to sit and wait, some percentage of the backers don't understand that and are excited and are looking for engagement and looking for messaging. So, you know, updates every couple few days during the campaign are really important. Also, updates every couple weeks after the campaign are important. You know, you want to be so proactive that customer service issues don't crop up. You don't want to be reactive and have people grousing about no updates and then throw out an update. You want to throw out enough updates and enough engagement so people really feel like it's an active, bi-directional, ongoing process.
Definitely. So takeaways. Beginning of the campaign, make sure you have a good following and communication. And then during the campaign, make sure that your Kickstarter page sizzles, as we've talked about today. And go get advice if you need it. But once again, communication. And post-campaign is, once again, communication. It seems like this is a reoccurring theme throughout the whole campaign.
Yeah, it is. Because when you're engaging and communicating, it has two positive benefits. First of all, it gets people more excited, and it makes people feel like something active is happening. It's not just a pre-order page where they're pushing buy. And second of all, it proactively heads off customer service negatives. It, you know, just by virtue of being very communicative and open and positive, the negative things don't have a chance to sprout up at all. So it's a powerful thing.
Definitely. Well, Dirk, thanks for coming on the show today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, especially with a successful Kickstarter or any Kickstarter. It could be crazy busy, like we talked about. You need to be on top of communicating with your backers and other people like myself that reach out to you and try to take time out of your schedule.
Yeah.
So thanks again. Tell people where they can find out more about your company and more about Corrupted Kingdoms.
Sure, yes. It's my pleasure. For Artana, you can visit artana.com. That's artana.com. Also, you're free to email me. I'm happy to give advice or pointers. That's Dirk, D-I-R-K, at artana.com. Corrupted Kingdoms is on Kickstarter right now. That is until, I believe, March 10th.
The 10th.
Yep.
Yes.
So you can just search Corrupted Kingdoms on Kickstarter to get to the game. If it's after that, if you go to the Artana website, you'll be able to connect to it as well. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, my handle there is D Niemeyer. That's D-K-N-E-M-E-Y-E-R.
Definitely. And we will have some links in the show notes for you guys, the easy access to get to some of those links, websites, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all those things that Artana does. And once again, Dirk, thanks for your time and congratulations and good luck on any future projects that you do.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, and thanks to Dan Patrice, Dan the Board Game Man. He's Dan from thegeekallstars.com, and he gave us our intro and outro, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.